Right, so as I generally try my hardest to, I'm going to run out at some point, but I try to pick topics that don't have many, many shiurim on YU Torah already. So I thought this one didn't. I can't say I searched, but I think probably the case. Okay, so what we're going to do is, for this discussion about stopping a kid from doing malacha, asking it to do malacha for you, try and get a better idea as to what's actually mutter and what's not mutter. So in order to do that, first we're going to present the potential issues that could exist, the klalim, and then we'll look inside the Shulchan Aruch and see more how it comes out, and then we'll try and give some practical examples that come up. Okay, so the couple of issues that exist when it comes to asking kids to do malacha, so the first one would be the Isser of Sophia. The Gemara in Yevamos says, on Kaf Yudal and Aleph, says that we learn from the Pasuk, Lo sochlum ki sheketeim. So we learn from that. Yeah, that's the one. So we learn from that. Lo sachilum lahazir gedolim alaktanim. They make a drasha that you're not allowed to feed a child with dvar iser. And the poskim extend this to all iserim. It's not just to food, but you can't tell a child to do any iser whatsoever. This applies to all children, not just your own, and as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, this applies even before the age of chinuch. Any child of any age, you're not allowed to give him a dvar iser. This comes up, obviously, not related to Shabbos also, in terms of giving children machalos asuros, and the post can discuss it when it comes to if there's a child that needs to be put in an institution of some sort, and the best institution is the one that doesn't have kosher food, so what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to put them there. If you're, then is that called Isser Sophia or not? So that is the first issue that comes up, is actually giving a child a dvar iser. The next issue is specifically related to Shabbos, which is the iser of losasa melacha ata uvincha. Right, the pasuk says losasa komacha ata uvincha. So who is bincha referring to? So it can't be referring to your child that's above the age of bar mitzvah, because that would be included in ata. So Rashi, as we saw last week, Vidishnai Mikra, Rashi brings a mechilta which learns from the word bincha, that it must be referring to children, that a father has a special mitzvah to stop his kid from doing any malacha on Shabbos. The Rabban says this as well, that there's a mitzvah to stop kids from doing a malacha if it's l'datenu or birtzoneinu. So the child is not allowed to do malacha on behalf of a father. This is, again, applies even if the child hasn't reached the age of chinuch, and even if the father doesn't command the child to do it, as long as the child is doing it for the father. That's what falls into the category of lo saseh kol malacha ata uvincha. So you have an Isser Sophia in general, that no one is allowed to give any children a dvar aveira, and then the Isser of lo saseh malacha ata uvincha, which is that a child is not allowed to do malacha on behalf of the parents specifically. And then the last issue is the mitzvah of chinuch in general. So machlokas rishonim, whether the mitzvah of chinuch applies to isurim as well as mitzvos, or just mitzvos. And most rishonim say that it does apply to isurim as well. But then the issue that comes up is, at what age does this iser of chinuch kick in? Because normally, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the mitzvah of chinuch generally kicks in when the child is able to do that mitzvah. Katan hayodeh l'nameyah. The child is able to shake the lulav, so that's when you have to train him to shake the lulav with each mitzvah. When he's able to say, you know, Mode Ani, you teach Torah Sivalanu Moshe, Shema Yisrael, you teach him to learn Torah, all those different concepts. He understands how he's able to make a bracha, so you have to train him to make a bracha. So what about Isurim? When does that kick in? So the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see in the Shaar Tzion, they say that the age of chinuch is when the child has an understanding of what Shabbos is. So then we'll just point out now, and we'll come back to it again, that the Nishma Shabbos explains that what does it mean to understand what Shabbos is? I mean, let's say my kid is about to turn off the light, and I say, oh, it's Shabbos. So, okay, they don't really necessarily know what that means. They know that they're not supposed to do whatever they're doing because I yelled at them. So does that mean that they understand what Shabbos is? What does it mean to understand what Shabbos is? The Nishma Shabbos takes it another step. He says it's not just that they have to understand that you're telling them that what they're doing is wrong, but it has to be that they'll know for next time also not to do it. That's what it means to understand what Shabbos is. That you tell them today, hey, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to turn on the light. So then next week on Shabbos, they're not going to turn on the light. But if next week on Shabbos they're going to turn on the light, so then clearly they don't really know what Shabbos is. you had your meal last night, you're having your meal this morning, like it's kind of clear that if they know what Shabbos is, that they would know not to turn on the light. So that's an interesting hagdara that the Nishma Shabbos gives, that it's not just that they understand that it's Shabbos right now because you said, hey, it's Shabbos, don't turn on the light, but that they would know for the future also. So those are really the three issues that you need to address anytime a child is going to do malacha, or you're going to ask a child to do malacha. Those are the three issues. The Isser of Sathya in general, of not giving a child a Dvar Isser. The Isser of Losasa Malacha Ato Vincha, which refers specifically to a parent. And then the Mitzvah of Chinuch also, which potentially could refer only to a parent. So we'll look in the Shulchan Aruch now. We'll see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and then we'll see some practical examples. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Mem Gimel, short simen, Katan Ochel Nevelos, Aim Based to Mitzuvan Lahafrisho. If you see a child who is eating Nevelos, and Mishnah Berurah says, who had been called Shari Surim, if you see a child doing any Isser, Aim Based to Mitzuvan Lahafrisho. Based in would not be obligated to stop the child from doing the Aveira. Aval Aviv Mitzuvan Ligarbo Lahafrisho. But if a father sees a child doing an Aveira, so then they have to stop them from doing that Aveira. The addition of Me'eser Do'oraisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Be'emes afilu Me'eser D'Rabbanan Chayv L'Hafrish, K'mod D'Tzarech L'Chancho B'Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. The whole reason that you have to separate him from doing the Aveira is because of the Mitzvah Chinuch. See, it's Dafka on the father, so it's because of the Mitzvah Chinuch. And that applies, the Mitzvah Chinuch applies to Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, just like it applies to Mitzvah D'Oraisa. So the same thing would be true with the Isuri D'Rabbanan, in Isuri D'Oraisa. Ela nafkamina, the Isur D'Rabbanan, im lo hifrisho ha'av, ain based in mochim b'yado. Afo b'isur D'Oraisa, based in miochim b'yad ha'av lafrisho. So only nafkamina would be, between a D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, would be if the father doesn't stop the child when he's supposed to, so does based in come along and now stop him or not. So not really much a nafkamina for us. So this issue will apply to both Mitzos Isuri D'Oraisa and Isuri D'Rabbanan. If you see your child going to do an Isur D'Oraisa or Isur D'Rabbanan, you have to stop him because of the mitzvah of chinuch. If you look back in Sivkatan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Da'afilu l'chanech banav ubnosav v'mitzvos hutal alav k'detziv chanoch l'nar al pidarko." The kol shekein l'hafrisha me'iser d'matal alav. Why does the father have to stop the child from doing an aveira? Because as we said, there is a mitzvah of chinuch, and just as the mitzvah of chinuch applies to teaching a child how to do mitzvos, so to it applies to teaching a child not to do aveiras. Interesting that the source for this mitzvah of chinuch is Chanuch L'Nar Al Pidarko, which is in a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk discusses what the actual source would be for this mitzvah, not for now, but just to note that that's why you have to stop a child from doing an aveira. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to, at the bottom,
where does it say Chanuch Al Pidarko?
In the Sifkatan Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah, he said, Da'afil l'chanech banam v'vnosav v'mitzvos v'talalav, k'dichsev Chanuch L'Nar Al Pidarko. Whereas in the Torah, where is it?
Those exact words.
Mishle. Okay, so around five lines up from the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says, "Bida deshir hachinuch b'mitzvah saseh hu b'chol tinuk l'fi charifuso v'idiyaso." The age of chinuch for each mitzvah depends on how sharp each kid is. B'chol davar v'inyanu ayodeim inyan Shabbos chayav l'hargilo lishmo kiddush v'avdala. If he understands the concept of Shabbos, so you have to train the kid to hear kiddush and avdala. If he knows how to wrap himself in the tzitzis correctly, so then you'd have to train him to do that. Whether it be d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. What is the age for training a child not to do aveiros? That is by every child when they become a bar havana, when they have an understanding. When the child understands, when you say to a child, hey, you're not allowed to eat this, the child understands, they can't eat that. That is called chinuch. But a child that doesn't have any understanding at all, you don't have to stop him from eating any machalos asuros. Since he doesn't understand anyway. So maybe you shouldn't take the Dvar Isser. You have a child, so you're going to have some type of non-kosher food that you have in your house for some reason. So you can't put that in the child's mouth. But potentially, as we'll see whether this is called Safinan or not, you can't put it in the child's mouth because we said the Isser of Safinan applies to all ages, even if it's someone that doesn't understand. But if you're not giving it to the child takes it, and you see the child eating that far iser, so then you wouldn't necessarily be obligated to stop if they are under the age of chinuch, meaning they won't understand when you tell them, hey, don't eat that, they'll be confused why you're saying don't eat that. As we pointed out, again, maybe this definition of the Mishnah Berurah isn't so clear. The Mishnah Berurah says, Maven kisha omrim lo, sheze aser la so salecho, that he understands that you can't eat it. But if the only reason he understands that you can't eat it is because you're yelling at him, so does that really mean he understands what a dvar iser is? I really like the Nishma Shabbos' definition, that the child understands now, every Shabbos, I can't do this anymore. So if every Shabbos you're telling your kid, hey, don't you remember, you're not allowed to turn on the light. So I would think that they don't really fall into that category of chinuch for the iser of Shabbos just yet. Okay, so continuing in the Shulchan Aruch at top. Ulachilu biyadayim aser afilu dvarim she'asurim midivrei sofrim. So that first one was in terms of if you see the child doing an aveira, you have to stop him from doing the aveira. That's only if they're at the level of age of chinuch. But to actually give the child a dvar iser, so that's going to be aser midurab, even if it's an iser durabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat and Dalet l'chol adam afilu atinok eino barabban aklal. No one's allowed to give a dvar iser to a child, even if they are a baby. The davar zeh aser min haTorah. Yafin alav midichsev b'shratzim. As we said, lo so chlum. Ukra yaseirahu. The kiblu Chazal understood. Dirotze lomar lo sachilum lektanim. Don't feed the children. V'chein b'dam ksev kol nefesh v'kem lo sol chadam. The kiblu Chazal dirotze lomar lo sachil lektanim. So there's a special iser that you cannot give a dvar iser directly to a child. So we have the two iserim that we discussed so far, brought down in Shulchan Aruch. One is the iser of the mitzvah of chinuch, of preventing your child from doing aveiros, and the other is not giving the child directly a dvar iser. Finally, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein aser l'hagilo b'chilol Shabbos u'moed, afil b'dvarim she'im mishem shvus. You're also not allowed to make him become regular to doing chilol Shabbos, even those things which are aser midrabbanan. And the Ramah adds, v'yesh orin d'chozeh v'katan lo hagilo chinuch. Some are of the opinion that you are obligated. Everyone is obligated to stop someone, a child, from doing an aveira if they are higil chinuch. And some say it only applies to a father. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sivkatan Zayin, tzrichim lahafrisho, that you would have to stop the child from doing an aveira if he is of chinuch. That even if you saw a random kid doing an aveira, you'd have to stop him. The cave in the gila chinuch mutal al kol adam lahafrisho meisur kmo alaviv. Vada kamalan de'im mitzuvan lahafrisho b'shaloi gila chinuch. I'm chay adam shadaito delingin isur doraisa yesh lahachmer kadeza. So the chay adam says that we should try and be machmer by isur doraisa if we see a child doing an aveira. So to summarize the halachas that we see from the Shulchan Aruch, there is an isur to give a child a dvar aveira no matter how old he is, and that applies to everyone. There's an iser, there's a mitzvah of chinuch on a father to stop a child from doing aveiras if they are of chinuch age, and potentially there is an iser for everyone to stop a child from doing an aveira if the child is of chinuch age. The one more addition that comes out of the page of the Shulchan Aruch comes from the Be'er Halacha, which has a very important and famously commented on the Be'er Halacha in Shin Mem Gimel Aleph. So the Be'er Halacha, the first Be'er Halacha on the page on the back, says V'das Harashva V'Haran Dimatino Tzarech Lekach Mutar Afil Lispos Lo Biadaim Davar Shu Aser Midrabana. So the Rashba and the Ran hold that the Iser Safinan of not being allowed to give a child a Dvar Aveira does not apply when the Iser is an Iser Durabbanan and the child needs it. That is the heter of the Rashba. Acham Achaber Sasam Ledina Kedas Achol Kamalei Ma'osim Achol Gavne. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees and goes like most Rishonim. So the Rashba says that even though we said you're not allowed to give a Dvar Iser to a child, if the Dvar Iser that you're giving is only Aser Midrabanan and the child needs it, then it's going to be okay. The Kasa B'Trubis Rabbeinu Akiva Eger Al Dvar Tiltor HaSfarim Obeisa Knesses Makam Shein Eir Avali Deitino. This used to be very common. That they used to use the children to carry Siddurim to Shul when there was no Eruv. Iyesh Lismach Mazel a Rashba. Disser Durabanan Safina Libya Daim. Can we rely on this Rashba? That since it's only Asr Durabanan because it's in a Carmelis, and the child needs the sitter also, the Heshad Zed Deino. The Haran Beperek Kol Kisli Lahedja. The Af LaHarashba Safinim Le Rach LaTorcho Velo LaTorkenu VaAder Rabba Machinon Biyade. Says no, because you're really having the child bring the sitter for you. The child doesn't need a sitter. So the only way to get around it would be Lite Latino Chumash the sitter Sheyisa LeBeis HaKanesas LaTorch Atzmo LeHispal VeLishma Kriyas HaTorah. So this is a practical case, not for us, but in general, but it brings out a very important halacha. So you need a sitter in shul. And there's no Erev, and if you see how blessed we are that all our shuls, the hundreds of shuls that we have within a 5-block radius, and yet they all have tons of siddurim somehow. So, but back then, it wasn't so easy to have that. So they used to have to bring their own siddurim to shul. So what are you going to do on a Shabbos when there's no Erev and you need to get the sitter there? So what they would do is they would have children bring it. So is this okay? So Rabbi Kiva Eger said, it's only okay if you give the sitter to the child for the child to use. And then the child is bringing it. So then you have the Rashba who says it's an Issur Darabanan of Safinan on Issur Darabanan. And it's really the Tzorach HaKatan. So then it's going to be okay. Again, it's still against the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch would say not to rely on the Rashba. But this is a heter that they needed to rely on. If you look in the more of the Hasidish Poskim, so they all discuss this Shiloh because they would all use their children to carry their talesim to shul, and they discuss why is that okay, is it okay, and even now, you know, the Nishma Shabbos is a Hasidish Poskim, and he talks about in Brooklyn, if they hold that it's an Isser, you know, there's no Erev, and it's an Isser Doraisa, potentially of Rosh Hasharabim, so how are they allowed to have their children carry their talesim? It's definitely not so Pashut, but it's definitely a Kula that they would rely on, I guess, because it was a Tzorach Gadol. I never understood why they couldn't just leave their talis in there from before Shabbos, but I know the postman all discuss it, so I guess there was a danger of it being stolen. That's my guess. I assume it's lesapot means to give, that's my guess. I don't know. Am I right?
That's a technical term.
Yeah? Yeah.
Technical term that Mishnah Berurah is using for
to give a child a dvar iser. Yeah, anything that's aser for them to do. Okay, so there are a few exceptions.
Where the Talmud didn't really do in Europe,
right?
Like,
yeah.
There's like roots for that.
100%. So there are a few exceptions to these isurim. We already quoted the Rashba. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes another interesting heter. It's not on the sheet. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we already established that if the child is doing the Avera for you, so that's going to be a problem. For the father, it's going to be a problem. If the child is doing it for the whole family, that will be a problem also. But if the child is doing it for himself, that's going to be okay. So what if it's a suffix? What if there's no way for us to know? I mean, the child is how old already? 3 years old, 2 years old. It's impossible to know if the child is doing it for you or for himself. So says Aruch HaShulchan, Imu Isser to Oraisa, if the Isser that the child is doing is to Oraisa, then Mochem Biyado, you have to stop him. V'amrina dimistama osa aldas avavo acherim. We assume that he's probably doing it for the father. El imken yadana beberish osa aldas atzmo, unless we know otherwise. But imhu isurish vus amrina demistama osa aldas atzmo ve'ein mochem biyado elim ken yadano beverish osa aldas avu al cherim. So what the Aruch HaShulchan says is that if it's a suffik for us, so then really it comes out that it's suffik doraisa lahachmir and suffik dorban lahakel. If it's a suffik, if the child is doing an isur doraisa for you or for himself, so then you would need to be machmir. If it's a suffik, if he's doing an isur dorabanan, so then you could be mekil. And what this would really cause a major nafkamina for would be all our questions of electric devices, which I, you know, coming from America, I never heard anyone that was machmir like the Chazon Ish to say that electricity is doraisa. But then when I came here, it seemed like it's much more common for people to be choshesh that electricity would be doraisa. So this would be a big nafkamina, because if you're having a child, let's say not flip on a light. Let's say our light bulbs are going to be durabanan, but let's say turn on a motor on something on a refrigerator. Let's say you know that your refrigerator turns on. There's an issue of your refrigerator every time you open it. So having a child open the refrigerator to get something, if you know it's a doraisa, so if you don't know if the child is getting something for you or not, it would seem to be more of an issue. But the majority of issues that might come up are durabanan, so then it would be room to be makel. So that's one kula that comes up in a case of a suffix.
Mm-hmm.
not for the father, only for the child.
That's, we have to assume that it's being done for the child, though. The question is, maybe the child is really opening it because the father, he knows the father wants him to. That's the issue. Okay, so then the question is it considered Sophia to put a child in front of something that's usser? Can I put a child, right, the classic case that comes up would be the lights go off in the room and you want to take the kid and put the kid in front of the light so that the kid will flip the light on and off. Hopefully only on and not flipping, you'll pull him away before he flips it off. So is that considered Sophia or not? The Ramah says that you can put a child, the Ramah earlier, in Shin Lama Dalid, in Shin Aleph, sorry, I have it here. In Shin Samach Beis, the Ramah says, Yesh mi she'omer shelo yamed osam adam she'urotzo l'shtavish v'chitza zo, el yamed osam acha shelo l'dayto. The Ramah says, V'im shachach davar echad b'rishus harabim, you forgot something. Yoser adif l'holech sham tinokos she'yaviyu hadavar b'lo mechitza, milasos mechitza shal b'nei adam she'yaviyu gadol. So the Ramah says that if you forgot something in Rosh Hasharabim, it's better to put a child there in front of the object who will now pick it up and carry it back to you. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu she'eina tinok yodea she'achefet zeh hu she'alaviv. As long as the child doesn't know that the father wants him to bring it to him. Ulana asatzum muskavim bavaso so. And then he's really bringing it for himself. She'savar she'matzachim she'arabim. Come up like, Dad, look what I found. I found something. This is great for myself. He knows that the object belongs to his father. Then he's probably bringing it back for his father, and that's going to be a problem. So this is the Ramah says you can put a child next to an object. That's not called safinan. But the Mishmur points out that if he knows his father wants it, it's going to fall into the category of lo tasa komalacha ata uvincha, which you're not allowed to let your child do an Aveira on your behalf. So, if you put a child in front of a light switch, it's not going to be Sophia as long as the child is under the age of Chinuch. Since it's not Sophia, as we said, you could put a child in front of a Dvar Yisr. As long as the child is under the age of Chinuch, it's going to be fine. And as long as he's doing it to play with the light and not for you, so then it's going to be okay. There's no mitzvah of Chinuch because he's under the age of Chinuch. And it would seem to be okay. So this, I once heard of Nissen Kaplan give a shiur about this, and he gave this case. He says, you pick up the child to play with the light. It's just going to flip, and you pull him away before, you know, he turns it back off. We're talking about, you know, a one-year-old who, you can't ask the child, hey, are you doing this for me, or are you doing it for yourself? The kid has no concept of doing things for you or for yourself. If it's going to be a four-year-old already, even if you want to say that a four-year-old isn't in Bar Chinuch, which I think a four-year-old would be, but let's say a two-year-old. So a two-year-old that could speak, you might be able to ask the two-year-old, hey, why are you doing this? And they'll probably say they're playing with the light because they have no idea that you want the light on. But would it be okay to pick up a little child to put in front of the light? So this Captain Koder Chaim Kanievsky is saying that, yes, you can pick up a baby and put it in front of a light switch to flip it on. But he quotes Shlomo Zalman as saying no. So he asked for Shlomo Zalman, why is it usser? And he said, because it is. And he said, what do you mean? And this is what he quoted him as saying, some things I know and you don't know. So he didn't really give a pshat, but that's what Mr. Kaplan said, and that always stuck with me. He said, some things I know and you don't know. So that's what Shlomo Zalman thought it was usher to do. Reb Chaim Kanievsky thought it would be butter to do, to pick up a child and put it in front of the light. It seems like, you know, unless you have a posik, your posik that is machmir, it seems like it's okay, but you just have to be careful, very careful for two things. One, that you don't get used to doing with your child such that when your youngest child is now 4 or 5, you're still not hoping for the child to do an aveir for you, which I can tell you I've witnessed in homes of using children that are clearly a bar chinuch and turning on the light. Which, by the way, if a katan does a malacha for you, there would be an iser to be nenet from that malacha, potentially even b'chdei she'yaseh after Shabbos, just like there's an iser to be nenet from the iser from a malacha that a non-Jew does. But you would not be able to, you know, you'd have to be careful to that, to make sure you only do it with babies or very little children who potentially wouldn't even be strong enough to flip the light switch. And the other thing you need to be careful of is that you don't take their hand and put it on the light switch maybe lean a little bit, because then really you're the one that's turning on the light. It's like the people who say, you know, kids always say, well, you know, why can't I take a ball and throw it at the light? Is that, you know, I'm not turning on the light, the ball is turning on the light. So I don't really know, you know, how that falls into the category of malacha, but it's clearly usher. So the same thing will be true if you take the baby's hand and put it on the light switch, or let's say you want them to turn the heat on or off on one of these remotes. You know, it's very unlikely that they'll be able to pull it off without you pushing their finger on it. So you just have to be careful. Whenever we have a heterim like this, we have to be very careful that we only use the heterim that are clearly given to us and not extend it too much, where then we'll run into trouble. But it would appear that Lamaisa, it would be okay to do this, to even put the child in front of the light if they're going to end up turning it on, and then, or turning it off if you want it off, and then pulling them away. The Shulchan Aruch Harav has another interesting heter. The only reason I didn't put these on Amar Makomoshi was because I did this late last night, and I apologize. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav is an interesting heter that you can have a child do an Issur Darabanan for adults if it's something that comes up not so often. Okay, if it's akrai, something that doesn't come up so often, so then it would be okay. Because one issue that arises in having a child do something, the whole concept of chinuch is asi l'misrach, that when they're older, why do we train children to do mitzvos now, so that when they're older they want to do mitzvos? Why do we stop them from doing aveiros now, so when they're older they won't do aveiros? So if it's something that only comes up once in a blue moon, so it's not asi l'misrach, they're not going to come to mess up in the future. As well, it's also tzorach mitzvah, so he says it's not a problem of chinuch. If it's your son, so then it will be a problem because on Shabbos, because you still have the issue of bincha. But if it's not your son, and it's a tzorach mitzvah, and it's an issur d'rabanan that doesn't come up so much, so then he says, it's okay, what's his example? The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Mutter litno lo sheyasalo elek shenosalo bekvias tadir sheyishlach Hashem Yisraga latinach v'yisarech v'asiyas davarzeh v'yavala soso av k'sheyagdil. But if you give him something about cry, it's going to be okay. Lafichach mutter lahatim latino shehigia lechinuch mikos shel kiddush shemikashim beis hakneses. You could give a child from the wine Friday night when they're making kiddush in shul. You could give a child that wine. Apa pisha tinok eno tzarech kal latimazo. Even though the child doesn't need to drink. V'yachol hu lahamtim milito matri yishma kiddush shemakom suda beis aviv. He could wait until he gets home to eat. Since the only reason you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush is a midrabanan, and we need someone to drink so that the Kiddush is in a bracha levatala. And the only reason to stop it would be because a child might mess up in the future and eat before Kiddush. So this doesn't apply because it's not a thing that's going to happen every week. Because they used to have guests that would come sometimes, and the guests would drink instead. So since this is something that doesn't come up so often, you would be allowed to have a child do an Issur Darabanan on behalf of an adult if it is a tzorach mitzvah. So potentially, you would be able to have a child carry something in a karmelis as long as it's not for the father. And that would be okay if it's not going to be something that happens all the time. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses a case where they needed the key, and the key was in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So they told the children to go out and play, and then the children, when they were playing, they picked up the key. I once saw a fascinating shot in that Gemara from, I think it was the Satmar Rav. It says that they sent the boys and girls out to play, and then they would find the key. How did they know that they would find the key? He said, because they were sending boys and girls out to play, and the boys couldn't look at the girls, so they must have been looking down. So that's how he knew they would find the key. That was a fascinating shot. But so Lamai, so we see that, you know, if it's an akrai thing and an Issur Darabanan, so then maybe it would be okay.
So the Dabur Mitzvah in the Kiddush,
yeah,
the case,
it's for us.
I guess it's the
mitzvah of Kiddush. Maybe it's the mitzvah of Kiddush in general.
Well, I see Portuguese, you don't see those that the
whoever,
guests,
yeah. Or to the kindest minog.
I don't think I'd ever seen a teen note drink the wine.
Right.
As an older kid.
Yeah.
Not bar mitzvah, of course.
Right, so that's the same. Right.
Is that what we mean by teen note?
Yeah, in this case, that's what we mean by teen note. Yeah. Just means under bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Of the fact. And how is, by the way, the person making Kiddush? How do you get around that bracha levatala?
Theoretically, you're being motzi. And you're being motzi this child. And I mean, what you're really doing is being mechayim the minhag.
In front of you when you're doing the bracha necessarily.
I mean, it's definitely, you know, there are, I believe, I think it's Rav Yehuda, I don't want to say. There are poskim who say that, you know, if you're starting a shul now, so then you shouldn't start this minhag of making kiddush and shul Friday night because, you know, it does run into issues. They're all trying to explain why do we continue. Originally the minhag was because there would be guests in the shul. And then the Rush points out, we don't have guests in the shul anymore, so why is it okay for us to still do it? So we try and explain why it's okay for us to still do it. So really, it's only if you have a shul that's already doing it, so you should continue to do it, but it's still relying on definitely leniencies that are hard for us to understand. But I spoke to a rabbi of the shul one time who told me that this, I remember, he asked Rabbi Yashav if they should be mevatel the minhag in the shul, and he said, no, if it's already your shul minhag, you should continue to do it. But yeah, it's definitely not common here.
Any other case where someone's making a bracha and not partaking of what he's making a bracha on with that kind of kavanah?
Well, I mean, you have it for adults, meaning you have it, you know, under the chuppah, the person who makes the bor priya gafen, and he doesn't drink the drink afterwards.
To be yotzei
them, yeah. So I guess this person has to. This kid's not at all.
Right.
Preferably
in front of the person making the bracha.
Right.
I see.
Yeah. It's not simple. Yeah. Another practical hint is if you forgot to shut the fridge light, so can you ask a child to open the door? So the Orcha Shabbos says you can't because that's Isser Safiya. You're telling the child to go do an Aveira. The question is, what if the child doesn't know that the light is going to go on? He doesn't know that. So that could be called Misasik. And we know by Misasik, that's only Asr Midrabanan, a Misasik, where you don't realize that the Malacha that you're doing is a Malacha. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Moreh Shabbos says that you can have a kid open it if he doesn't know the light will turn on, and it has to be that there's something in the fridge that he wants. So it has to be that he wants something, because then he's doing it for himself and not for the father. But if he's doing it for the father, again, it falls into the category of Lo Tasa Komecha Ato Vincha. And the Orchos Rabbeinu brings that the stipler used to let his child, doesn't say that it was Rechaim Kanievsky, but a child under the age of 6 to open the fridge if the light was on, because they're not of chinuch age yet, and it's misasik. I saw this brought down, and whoever brought it down was very surprised that the age of 6 wouldn't be called the age of chinuch yet, but it didn't really, Orchos Rabbeinu doesn't really give explanations for statements. It just says, this is what I saw, and now go figure it out for yourself.
Misasik
means that you don't realize what you're doing is usher. You're doing something else entirely, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize I did an isser. Another issue that comes up, this is the final issue we'll discuss, another issue that comes up is giving a child toys to play with that make noise, muksa toys. Okay? So if it's a toy, that's usher do raisa somehow, I guess electricity according to the Chazon Ish or something, I don't really know. So then for sure you can't give it to the child. If it's only usher midrabanan, like a musical toy, so if there's a tzorach gadol, because the kid is crying, and this is going to calm the kid down, so then you could rely on the Rashba that since it's only usher midrabanan, and it's a tzorach of the tinok, so then it'll be okay. If it's a toy that doesn't play music at all, it's just a noisemaker of some sort, a rattle. I don't know, still make rattles? Still have rattles? So, a rattle. So then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that that would be mutter. But Rav Moshe, in Chelek Hay, so Ish La'ayin, but Chelek Hay, he says, Im haniach yiladim l'sachich b'tzatzum shemashmiyim kol. Hereti l'maran telephone katan, shayaladim l'sachakim bo. So he showed Rav Moshe a phone that children play with. I don't know what phones they had that children play with back. It was probably in the 70s, not even the 80s. Ha'im atzatzuim ka'elu ha'mashmiim kol havalei muksa. And he answered, Eino nachon shayaladim l'sachaku b'tzatzuim ka'elu. They really shouldn't be playing with these. Achein, keima shayaladim l'sachakim behem b'chol. Since they play with it during the week already, it would just have the status of a kli shemalachto le'iser and mutter le'talto le'tzorach gufo mekomo. This is only if they don't make noise immediately when you pick it up. So again, Rav Moshe comes out clearly that children should not be playing with these types of toys that make noise. When I asked Rav Schechter this a while ago, I asked him if we should shut all our electronic toys before Shabbos. So is it an issue of Safina Biyadayim? Is there an Isser of Chinuch? And he said, even if there's no Isser of Safina Biyadayim, it's not right on Shabbos. It's not the Avirah of Shabbos to have you know, these looks of toys going off, kids playing the keyboard or playing these toys that you push this button and then it starts playing music. So it's not really so right to have that on Shabbos. I was once at someone's house for Shabbos when their kid turned on the boombox that they used to have. It was playing a CD and they didn't know what to do. and they let it play. they tried to get the kid to go shut it off, but the kid was, you know, 3 years old, didn't understand what was going on, and we just had music, they covered it, whatever, but like it definitely felt uncomfortable that, you know, we were eating lunch and you have Shweki playing in the background. It was definitely weird. Alright, so to summarize, a couple different issues that could come up when it comes to your children doing halacha. For sure can't give your own child a Dvar Isser, no matter how old they are. Can't allow your child to do a malacha on your behalf. And the mitzvah of chinuch to prevent children in general from violating averas. Discussion of how old a child has to be in order for the mitzvah of chinuch to apply. And then some practical discussions of putting a child in front of a light switch when you need it to be turned on, opening the fridge door, and then giving a child a muksa toy to play with.